I'd like to invite the boys and girls, members of our church school, to come join me for a few moments here, please. Come on down, guys. Hello, hello. You guys look nice today. Nice job, sir. It's good to see all of you today. Hi, Nicole. Last week when you were here, we asked if the people for this week would bring some canned goods to help put in your party you're going to be having upstairs in a few minutes that we'll take to the soup kitchen for people there, and a lot of people did, so we thank you very much for making that invitation. Come on down, guys. There you go. Well, who was here yesterday afternoon to hunt for eggs? Yeah, I know you guys. Thank you. That was a great turnout. You had your little raincoats and baskets on, and you headed up through the cemetery there. It was kind of fun to see you do that. I'll catch you just a second, okay? It was fun to see you guys do that. Now, the eggs you were looking for, you know, they were plastic eggs, because that was easier to put on the ground and put in your baskets. Had they been actual eggs that a hen had sat on for a while, then little chicks would have come out of them. Just like we saw the ducks come out of the eggs here a few weeks ago when we had the hawk play. And that's one of the things that this season of the year is about. It's about new life coming onto the earth. Chickens coming out of eggs. We see that even though it's a little cold outside, we see daffodils growing, we see grass growing. Won't be too much longer before there'll be buds on our trees out there. So this is the time of year for thousands and thousands of years that people have celebrated new life coming back to the earth. It's also a time for some of us when we think about new ways of living coming into our lives as well. I think some of you were here when we had the Seder meal on Friday night. We told the story about people who had once been slaves finding new life as free people. And a little later this morning, when you're upstairs, I'll be telling the story about how a group of people we call disciples who thought they had lost their leader, thought that he had been killed, which he had been, but they found new life within themselves to carry on his message of love and compassion and justice and treating people kindly. So this is all about new life this season. So even though you're still quite young, you can still think about ways you might find some new life in your life. I hope you'll do that as you see new life come to the world all around us. Now, let me see if I get this right. If you're 3 years old or younger, you're going to go with Miss Jen, yeah, and Miss Michelle. We're going to let you guys go to your class first, because they've got some special things going on for you. And once they get going, we're going to let you guys go. Once they get going, all the rest of you are going to go upstairs to the auditorium. Let's let Miss Michelle and Miss Jen get their kids first, okay? You don't want them to get lost in with all the rest of you guys there. All righty. Okay. All right. Now the rest of you are going to go through this door over here up the stairs, and as you go, we're going to sing as we leave this friendly place.